It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. For many of our listeners, one of their earliest reading experiences may have been Little Golden Books. The brightly illustrated tomes included such famous titles as The Pokey Little Puppy, The Taxi That Hurried, and The Color Kittens. The artwork of these childhood classics is being featured in the exhibit Golden Legacy, original art from 65 years of Golden Books, currently on display at the Toonzeum. Our guide for this trip down memory lane is Joe Woes, Executive Director of the Toonzeum. Joe Woes, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you, and welcome to the Toonzeum.
Tell us a little about the history of Little Golden Books.
So the Little Golden Books came about 1942, just as the U.S. had entered World War II. And you had this three things that happened to make this all possible. You had a situation in the United States where people couldn't afford basic necessities, let alone the luxury of books. And so they came up with this idea of producing very, very inexpensive books, the Golden Books, Little Golden Books. The other thing that happened is you had the artist pouring in from Europe as they were trying to escape persecution. They're pouring into the United States. So you have this happening and all these wonderful artists coming in. And then you have just the foresight of a company willing to take a risk at an era when they probably shouldn't have taken a risk. This was an extremely risky venture to try and put out all these, hundreds of books, really. They started with just a handful of seven, and then before you know it, it kept growing and growing and growing. But it was quite a risky venture to go into publishing in this era when they were rationing paper. I mean, it was quite an interesting venture.
The Toonzeum has a pretty extensive collection of original art, and almost all of your exhibits are created in-house. Yet this is a rare traveling exhibition that you've brought in. Why did you make an exception for this exhibit?
Well, we do have a pretty fantastic collection and pride ourselves on our ability to curate exhibits. I had actually read about this exhibit as we were discussing, would it be great if there was we could do a Golden Books exhibit. And then we saw this one already existing. We said, this is amazing. Began to research, made some calls around to the other museums who had brought it in. There weren't many museums. It's a very limited tour. And the more I heard about it, I said, this is great because it brings out the nostalgia from the adults visiting the exhibit and the kids who are now just discovering this for the first time. So it was one of our great universal exhibits that we could bring in. And so it made sense. With the support of the Grable Foundation, we were able to get this here and share it with Pittsburgh.
Why do you think Little Golden Books have remained so popular?
I think it is that universal artwork and that universal stories that it's telling. When you use a lot of human characters in books, the fashions become dated, there becomes issues with stereotypes, our society changes. And with that, our taste in stories change. When you're using anthropomorphic characters, talking trains, and tugboats, and walking, talking animals, it remains universal. It's a tradition since Aesop and his fables, these sort of universal characters that we can all identify with on a very different level.
Have these books become collector's items?
I think like anything that has a certain nostalgia factor to it, they do become collectible. So there are many people who are trying to collect as many as they can, but there are over 1,000 titles. So it is something that's a little tricky to try and collect. We had Mr. McFeely in here, I'm sure a good friend of everybody in Pittsburgh, to do a reading. And he said, there was a Mr. Rogers Golden Book. And we had to go out and find it. And sure enough, we did, and that's on display. McFeely signed it for us. So those sorts of things, that you collect the books, but also you collect all the things associated with those books. So if you collect Mr. Rogers memorabilia or, dog memorabilia or whatever it is, Disney memorabilia, there's something out there for everyone to collect.
The list of artists is wide and varied, everyone from Richard Scarry to Jack Kent. Do you have a favorite artist in this exhibit?
I do. In fact, it was probably one of the things that made me really want to get this exhibit is I found out there are originals by Mary Blair. Mary Blair was a Disney animator and did background art and a lot of different things, best known for work on Alice in Wonderland, and maybe even better known outside of animation for creating It's a Small World, the ride. Those characters are based on her style. And I'm seeing now, more than ever, young artists who are trying to emulate Mary Blair. She's going through this remarkable resurgence. And I've always been a fan, and I've got people now coming here, young artists, who are saying, I came here just to see this Mary Blair. So it's very exciting for me.
Is there a golden book that best exemplifies Mary Blair's work and her style?
Yes, I think it's I Can Fly. It's such a wonderful, because it's really sort of, in many ways, her story. It's about this little girl who just says over and over, I can do anything. You know, I can, you know, fly high in a swing, and I can read a book, and all these things that she can do. And not just as that message there of I can do this from this woman who had to come up among the nine old men of Disney, but her style, those bold, almost geometric shapes that form these very simplistic but powerful figures, and the bright colors. I think that Mary Blair style just shows through. And I think what's interesting is now that Mary Blair style is becoming the most identified style with Golden Books. So it's very interesting how that's starting to happen now.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Our guest is Joe Wos, Executive Director of the Toonzeum, which is featuring the exhibit Golden Legacy, Original Art from 65 Years of Golden Books, currently on display at the Toonzeum. And Joe, one of the interesting things about this exhibit is there seems to be an equal balance of male and female artists. You recently had an exhibition featuring women artists. Is this a conscious decision on your part to balance the artists that are represented in Toonzeum exhibits?
It is. One of the problems with the cartoon industry, comic books, you know, animation, especially, you know, those art forms and comic strips too, is there has been, over the decades, a predominantly male creative force in these that is recognized. Your most popular comic strips are all by men. There's only a handful of women who really break through. So we made a decision a long time ago when we opened the Toonzeum that we would, as much as possible, try to show that there is diversity, and where there isn't, encourage diversity. I think that's one of the things that's so important to me about that Mary Blair piece is that there are young female artists who are coming here for the first time, and they're seeing women's voices being represented. And they go, oh, I can do this. I can follow these footsteps. There are people who have blazed this trail before me. I am not alone. And I think that's so important in an industry that has historically been dominated by men, to say that all voices are welcome. It's all about the talent and skill. It's not about your gender. So we do try and give as good a balance as we possibly can in all our exhibits, and this is one that is just perfectly balanced, spectacular art. You come in here, you might not be thinking, is this a male artist, is this a female artist? You're just looking and going, this is wonderful, beautiful art.
Do people come in asking for specific titles of little golden books that they remember as children?
Yes, actually, all the time, and they're very excited when they find them. I think Pokey Little Puppy is probably the most popular request one. So we get every day someone stops in and asks for that. And one of the nice things about this exhibit, as I said, we have hundreds of books on display. Well, if somebody comes up and says, I love this book, I had this when I was a kid, I'd give anything for it, we'd say, $4, you can have it. So any of the books that are on display, we've had people say if they really want them, it brings back memories, they can take it right home with them. So it's a chance for them to, you know, take that home and share it with their kids, which is what we're all about. But people are coming in and asking for so many favorites. There's so many they enjoy, from, you know, the tugboats to trains to, you know, puppies and kitties. It's all here, and I think those memories just come flooding in so fast.
What has been most surprising to you about this exhibition?
You know, there's been so many surprises, but I think the thing that's sort of surprising most is just how universal this is. We get lots of exhibits that'll skew towards 7-year-olds who remember Little Orphan Annie. We get lots of exhibits that skew to little kids with SpongeBob. This one, we've had groups come in of, you know, 70, 80 years old who are doing field trips, 70, 80-year-old field trips coming in to see this. And we've had field trips of, you know, preschoolers who are coming in here to just sit and, you know, read books with us. And I think that's the most pleasant surprise, are the parents who really get this, who want to show the art to their children and share with their children. We had a mom in here just the other day come in with her little girl, little, maybe 3 years old. And we're not a museum traditionally for three-year-olds. We're a cartoon museum. It's artwork on the walls. And she came in and she took that child with her to every piece of art, sharing a story for each one. Grandma used to read this to me, and then sat down, and there are hundreds of golden books we have on display right now, and you can take any one of them off the shelves, sitting down in a corner, and she must have read 5, 6, 7 books and shared those memories and created new ones. And I think that's the nicest thing about this exhibit. It's not just about, you know, these memories. It's about creating new memories.
How long will this exhibition on Golden Books continue at the Toonzeum?
Well, I'm delighted to say it's actually now been extended. It'll be here through July 4th weekend. So it'll come down on July 7th. So you have a little bit of time to come catch it. We're very happy to be able to extend it. We think everybody in Pittsburgh should come and make some new memories with us.
Joe Wos is the executive director of the Toonzeum, and he's been filling us in on the exhibit, Golden Legacy, Original Art from 65 Years of Golden Books. Joe, as always, pleasure visiting with you. Thanks so much.
Oh, thanks so much for being here.
And thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. If you missed any part of the program or would like to revisit past segments, you can go to our website at wesa.fm. Until next time, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.